Hey, welcome to the VIP Cafe show here at the Havana House. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, where they have wonderful coffee.
Yes, they do.
Some smokes and good times to sit in the back lounge and talk.
Comfy chairs.
It's really, yeah, and it's honestly, it's really, it's a place where you can share ideas and you're not shamed for what you think.
That is good, and there's very few places like that.
That's true. That's true.
Not to mention we're pretty secluded back here, so if anyone was offended, we wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And at this time of year, what starts to happen?
Oh, my goodness.
Bugs. Right?
Oh, pests.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, they're trying to dig holes and tunnels into the warmth.
I'm telling you.
Multiply, spring multiplication happens.
And we have a guest today.
Yes.
To talk about not only how to get rid of them, but how to be a part of getting rid of them.
Yes. Today, we have Rob Fernback, who is the director of sales and franchises at Complete Pest Solutions. And you guys may have been wondering who that third voice was that popped in on here. You guys are about to meet Rob Fernback, who is a Youngstown native and played for YSU football. And you know what? I have to say this. Sometimes when Rob's not even in there, different Chamber of Commerce events or different things, people would be like, oh, Rob, oh, yeah, Rob, Rob. When Rob is in the room, he's in the room. Yeah. And when he's not there, he's talked about because of his personality and just his larger-than-life charisma.
It
took time
to get to there. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
I didn't want to interrupt, but it took 2 years of going to literally everything nonstop.
Yeah.
When I got to the point where we grew and I was able to hire a marketing person.
Okay.
She started going to
everything,
and I could go to the things that I, shine at. So
that's why everybody has known you around town.
It took work.
The question that I had is, one, Greg always talks about, tell us who you are, starting from high school.
Is always a good time.
So the one question particularly I have you always had this outgoing personality, larger-than-life charisma, and how did that – even before high school, how did that handle as a kid? I know I used to get told, stop talking so loud in the car and stuff. And yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I told you about my nickname that my one buddy has for me is Megaphone.
Oh, that's right.
Megaphone. So
yeah, Megaphone. My buddy Josh, the guy who owns Stone Fruit Coffee. And Josh is he deemed me Megaphone. But yeah, like you said, I'm Youngstown native. I went to Borman High School. Graduated in 2006.
Go Spartans.
Go Spartans. Although,
that's right.
I did not have a stellar football career in high school. It did transfer over to college. I was able to get college paid for and to play a sport that I loved. My body to this day reminds me that I did that. Oh. Yeah.
Did you get a ring?
I did.
You know what? I just went to that YSU scholarship
dinner. The ring banquet.
Yes. That was phenomenal. I learned so much about YSU sports and such an appreciation for it. But anyway, that's side note.
Yeah. No, but anyway, so as far as my outgoing personality, I come from a large Italian family. If you want to be heard, you got to be loud.
Got it.
And luckily, I'm always heard because I'm the loudest. But it's difficult in the middle school and high school ages because people will look at your outgoingness and think of it as you being a cocky jerk or a jock or conceited.
Not you, and I need to knock you down so I can stand above you.
But that's not the case at all. It's just I'm just being me. I had friends in the jock groups, in the artsy-fartsy groups, in the grease monkey groups. I didn't discriminate when it came to friends. I had my own little personal 5 to 6 best friends that we always did stuff together.
Right.
But I had friends in groups all across the board. But
that's the way to do life.
Oh, yeah, right, absolutely.
There. It's not ever apologizing for who you are, but appreciating the beauty in the others. You know what I mean?
Truth, yeah.
But transferring into being an adult in business and everything, my personality plays well because I'm in the sales sector. I wasn't always. I was a teacher at first. I graduated with a degree in phys ed. So I taught phys ed and some health ed classes up until it came the time where I started a family. And I was like, crap, kids are expensive and teachers don't make squat. So I went into sales and I saw success, but I've never seen success like the pest control industry. It is such a lucrative industry. The overhead is very low. Your profit margin is very high. It's a billion. It's a $33 billion a year industry.
Mm-hmm. And it's needed because those pests don't
discriminate. Everybody needs it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Even the Bible mentions spiders in the palaces.
right? Everybody needs it.
Yep. Doesn't matter who you are.
Rich or poor,
the king,
doesn't matter.
The king still has spiders.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Rich or poor, doesn't matter. And luckily, I was able to connect with a gentleman who's a local guy, went to Canfield High School, literally was raised in the pest control industry. His father owns a competing pest control company.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... And then it gets juicy.
Yeah. No, they have a good relationship. They have a good relationship. But he worked for his dad up until... He wanted to branch off on his own and do something different. And what's different about our company than the other companies, most pest control companies do insect only or wildlife only or specialty pests only. Specialty pests are like mosquitoes, your wood-destroying insects like carpenter bees or carpenter ants.
Oh, okay.
We do everything. We do insect. We do wildlife. We do wood-destroying insects and other specialty pests. And then in 2021, when I joined Complete Pests, they just started going into franchising, and they had their first two or three sold. I was not the franchise developer at the time, but because of the success I had in the corporate sales, he decided to move me into, I'm still corporate sales, but he decided to add on franchise sales. So we don't call it franchise sales. We call it awarding a franchise because that's like... Sales, it has a negative connotation in the franchising industry.
Interesting.
But yeah, being a part of, I've learned a ton in the last year and a half doing it. It's a whole different world, but it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I get to talk to people all over the country.
Yeah.
I get to travel to places where I've awarded franchises. I've been to Massachusetts a handful of times. We have a guy up in Central Mass, New Braintree is where he's from. We have a Columbus franchisee. We have a Cleveland, Canton, Akron, Pittsburgh, Hermitage, and we even have a branch down in Fort Myers, Florida.
So tell me something. What's in it for me in this franchise?
I was about to ask that, right?
Tell us about the franchise. Tell us all about the offering.
So our franchise, it always starts off, what's it cost me? Our franchise fee is $50,000. It gets you a territory location of 250,000 person population. We go by zip codes. When we go through the whole onboarding process, and I take you through discovery of our brand and the things that we do different and why you should buy into what we're doing, we get together and we physically, you and I, pick out the zip codes that you want to have as your territory. So it's a very relationship-based process. But usually people come through me as in a lead gen form by either internet listing or a franchise brokerage firm will bring someone, or I was able to sell one of our franchises to a guy in my local BNI chamber or chapter. So, yeah, it took a year to work on the guy, trust me. But he ended up buying one.
Yeah, of course, all the zillions that listen to our podcast.
Yes, you're right.
Franchise, there was still many territories available.
Absolutely.
But it starts with an introductory type thing. I'll set a Zoom call because most of the time, they're a few hours, if not different time zones away from me. We'll spend a half hour just getting to know each other.
If it's right.
Yeah. After that, we get into the qualifying questions like, how much money do you have? How much liquidity? How much in savings? How much in...
Yeah. What do they get from Complete Pest Solutions? Like the marketing?
Okay. Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. So what does their franchise fee get them? And what does being a franchisee get them?
Right.
The franchise fee gets them a month-long training.
Okay.
It gets them all of our branded apparel. It gets them all their starter supplies to start the pest control side. So all their sprayers, all their chemicals, all their mice and rat baiting and bait stations and traps. The ongoing support is where we are unparalleled.
Got it.
I talk to my franchisees every week.
Yeah.
They call me day and night asking how to quote jobs. I'll work with them on quoting large contract jobs. We go in their territory and we'll sell on their behalf. We'll do billboard campaigns on their behalf, television commercials on their behalf. Literally anything they need, we're here for them.
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is, a corporate franchisor is not successful unless what?
Unless
their franchisees are making making money and they're successful. So we align ourselves to put them in the best positions possible. So one of the things that I found was very helpful in the pest control industry, join a BNI right away, join a Chamber of Commerce right away, actively participate in anything they do. Referral sales are huge. You got people that trust you. They're coming from trusted sources. They're not haggling price. My I have a guy in Atlanta, Georgia. He owns 4 territories in Atlanta, Georgia. He went to 1 ribbon cutting for his local chamber. He met the dean of a local college. He signed a $100,000 a year, $40,000 a year contract.
Wow.
From one ribbon cutting.
Wow.
So we put things into play for them that we found worked for us.
Experience, yeah. Which is priceless, honestly, priceless. Because yeah. You don't. Nobody wants to take the time to make all the mistakes and have to learn all the lessons.
And we
themselves.
Do that. We spend the money, we take the bruises, and then we roll out the things that work so they don't have to go through those hardships.
Got it.
I love it. It's interesting. I'm thinking of the pest control industry. And the two things humans always look for in any situation is, am I safe? And what's my status?
Wow.
They always look for that. And think about it. If you got rats and pests in your
you're not safe.
You don't have a good status either.
No, yeah, your status is new. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's definitely not something you want.
But what I'm saying is it's just like soap. It is a...
It's not like Ratatouille, the movie? Like, well,
from a food perspective, but what I'm saying is the pest control business is something we'll always have.
Yeah.
It will always need. And we need people that we can trust, people that will take care of us. And what he's saying is we stand behind our product. We have a reputation and we help you develop the relationships.
One of the things you don't want to hear when somebody comes out, you've made the call, you've been off work or you've arranged your schedule. You don't want to hear, oh, we don't cover that.
No.
We don't handle that. Contact so-and-so. That's so frustrating because it's busy people, right?
We cover everything.
So with Complete Pest Solutions, I was calling it control. Solutions, you're right, because sometimes it could be poison. It could be bait. Sometimes it could be just removal. And from what I understand, you guys do small repairs as well. So if there are like small openings in a hole or like small openings because of rodents and stuff, you guys help take care of that? Talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we call them an exclusion. We'll do exclusion work, patchwork, raccoons, squirrels, chipmunks. They'll destroy your home. We'll seal off. On our general plan, we seal off anything from 4 feet and below. On the larger jobs, like bats or raccoons, we'll seal off the entire house, top to bottom. It's not cheap, though. I'm not gonna pretend that it's not pricey.
But what's the cost if they destroy your home?
Exactly. Oh. What's the cost of peace of mind?
Yeah.
And if there is anything that is outside our realm of fixing, if it's a major repair, we have relationships with businesses that will fix it. We have roofing company relationships with handymen and local contractors. So if anything was outside of our grasp, you would have a trusted source to come and take care of it for you through us. But aside from that, everything else we do on our own.
Wow.
That's great. Well, you've got to at least share one story of
a
triumph of a crazy request that you fixed their problem.
A crazy request that we fixed their problem. Okay, there was a gentleman. I met him at a chamber event. Okay, so this happened. We finished the job about 8 months ago. It took about 6 months to do because there were bats, and bats are a protected species. So there's certain times a year where you're allowed to remove them and things like that. You could never kill them. Kill them, it's a big... if you kill a bat and you're reported, it's like up to $10,000 fine. Oh, yeah, it's no joke. Bats are seriously protected.
Oh, my.
But there was a gentleman who owned this warehouse where he kept old classic cars.
Okay.
And he was just infested with bats. It was like an $8,000 job. It was no small job. And the warehouse was really old, and there were a lot of things to fix on it. And we could never ask the customer to pay that whole amount up front before the job's done.
Right.
So we have a policy where it's 3/4 down, the rest at the end of the job, it's complete. But this guy was, they're crapping on my cars, just losing his mind. And I mean, he had a lot of money invested into what was, like I said, it took 4 to 6 months to complete the job, but it was fun. The reason it sticks out to me is because I had just signed our Massachusetts franchisee. I'm in Massachusetts going through our sales training with him in April.
Yeah.
And I met the guy like a year prior, and honest God, didn't remember him for the life of me. Hey, I met you at this so-and-so luncheon for the chamber and wanted to give you a call because I believe you handle this. And I'm in Massachusetts making a deal that I met with a guy from networking a year prior.
Isn't that great?
It worked out.
So what did you do then? You have to capture the bats and then rehome them? I know some people buy bats because they have so many mosquitoes.
They are good for mosquitoes, but what we do, we seal off all opening points because those bats have to leave to go get food.
Okay.
will leave like the main entry point to the building or structure open. Once they leave, we have put a one-way door system in there. Once they leave, the one-way door system closes and they can't get in. Sometimes we have to remove them. If they're pups or babies, we have to remove them. We just remove them from the structure. We can't do anything with them.
Wow.
Because of how they're protected. Yeah.
Wow.
But and then the cleanup afterwards is always a big thing, which we will do for our customers as well. A lot of times, cleanup services like ServPro or cleanup services.
Yeah.
That's
a
company too, right?
Right.
Cleanup services will have to go in and actually do the whole desanitization, but we do that for our customers.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So which animal propagates the fastest? And then I'll stop asking questions.
You ever hear the saying, hump like bunnies?
Oh, bunnies do. Okay.
Honestly, I don't know if that's true or not. Wait, I just
But you don't really hear of infestation with bunnies.
Like, they're outside structures, gazebos, decks.
Got it.
I have
okay.
bunnies live under my deck, but my dog.
They don't
takes
cause
care
too much. Oh, they don't cause too much damage, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
like,
they're just
what,
there
what
to...
animal, like, if you see one, you know there's a bunch more?
Roaches are one thing.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
The bug sector, that's the roaches and bed bugs. If there's one, there's many.
Mm.
As far as critters go,
nothing. There could be one raccoon.
Yeah,
one
it all
mouse
depends on if it's
stuff.
Pregnant. That's the thing. Sometimes you'll get a pregnant mama raccoon that'll dig their way in for the winter.
Okay.
And then have its pups. And then you're dealing with a litter of raccoon pups and then the mama raccoon. And here's the thing about raccoons, they are flight. When it comes to fight or flight, they are flight animals. Until their young are involved, and then they will scrap you and mess you up. So, yeah, if they're young involved, that raccoon is not flying away. They are scrapping.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So how do people get in touch with you?
We have a website. Our franchising website is completefranchising.us. Our corporate website for pest control is completepestsolution.com. Singular, no S, solution.com. I personally am on Facebook. I am always sharing every post we do. We do a ton of content. Our marketing girl is great. Our marketing guy is great. We are always out there in the community. We go to golf outings. We're driving in the St. Patty's Day Parade this coming weekend.
Nice.
We are always out in the public, so we're easily found.
So what about if somebody has a pest control problem in the Youngstown area?
Youngstown area? They give me a call. My number is 330-614-0056. If you say you heard from this podcast, my number, I'll hook you up with special pricing on a general insect treatment for your home.
VIP.
Yeah.
The VIP.
I hope my boss is listening. You can't do that.
I love it. Pays to have connections.
Yeah,
definitely.
But thank you for having me, guys. This was great.
Oh.
Well, we got one little thing we got to do.
Yes.
Go ahead, Deb.
The rapid fire.
Rapid fire?
Okay.
What am I in for here?
Coke or Pepsi?
I actually have Coke in my thermos right here.
Oh, so
I'm
that's
a Coke guy all the way. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Just so nobody's confused.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Okay. Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Miracle
that's
Whip.
One of
or
my
actually,
favorites.
Mayonnaise.
Really?
Mayonnaise.
Okay.
Mayonnaise all the way. Because Miracle Whip, they call that dressing, and I'm not down with that.
My respect for you just went down.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm a Hellman's guy.
I'm kidding.
I'm a Hellman's guy.
All right.
Beer or wine?
Can I say neither? My younger days, I was a big drinker. Now, not so much. I have a 9 and 10 year old, and they don't care if you're hungover. So I try not to drink.
That's really good.
But if I'm gonna choose, I'll have a beer over a glass of wine.
Okay.
He said they don't care if you're hungover.
They don't. They're making you go no matter what.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Wait, what was the one I had? Oh, this is gonna be loaded because I know you like things you do. But favorite pizza.
Favorite pizza?
Yeah.
I got to go with my guys at Uptown.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's so good. Not to mention, they're my customers.
Okay.
I would say Brudo Brothers is up there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Customers as well. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Vacation, north or south?
South.
South? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's something about being in Florida. Florida, it's the dumpster state, but whatever. I still love going there. Palm trees are my favorite.
Yeah. Or cockroaches.
No. I just went down there to Canyon. It's a ranch. I thought I was in Texas. I was down at a ranch down there. They have rodeos and everything. Middle of Florida.
Really?
You think you're in Texas. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
All
that's
kinds
awesome.
Of stuff to do.
Yeah.
There. All right.
Yep. Love the South.
Okay. You want to ask
favorite
the last
French
one?
Fries?
Yes.
Favorite French fries? That's a good one. Honest to God, Sheetz has really good French fries.
There you go.
Wow. Really have you ever heard fries. That one?
Nope.
I have not had that.
Sheetz has yet. Really good French fries.
Oh, they should pay you.
They have regular and they have curly, and they're both great.
Pretty much, again, shoot your websites at again and how to get a hold of you.
Oh, my number is 330-614-0056. You can find us at www.completepestsolution.com or completefranchising.us.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. Okay. I have a slogan for the VIP cafe.
What's that?
All right, I'm going to try it out on you guys. So let me know what you think.
I can't wait to hear it.
If you've always wanted to be in on the VIP crowd, now you are with the VIP cafe show.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Deb.